This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Happy Tuesday, and thanks for listening on Mardi Gras. New Orleans has been hopping all weekend with folks crowding into the French quarters for the annual parades, parties, food, and liquor. And some of the videos I've seen over the weekend, man, it's been as rowdy as ever. So just happy that so many are having a great time in the Big Easy. And man, after that New Year's Day attack, I hope they all get home safely to show off the beads, pictures, and videos, at least the PG-rated pics and videos that can be shared.
My favorite stories of the day.
What's in a name? It's been the topic of a lot of research over the years to look into whether our names say something about the people we will become. Well, there's a 63-year-old woman named Soon Bang in North Jersey, Morris County. It's where she runs or ran a massage parlor in Denville. Now, at least she used Oasis Spa as the massage parlor's name because Soon Bang Massage, yeah, that'd be just an invite to get rated, and every customer coming in would likely expect to her name. Now, Oasis Spa was raided last Thursday. Prosecutors say cops found a whole lot of condoms hidden inside a mattress, one in a plant, and the owner, Soon Bang, arrested and charged with running a prostitution business, while a 67-year-old woman was arrested with her and charged with engaging in prostitution. Now, Morris County investigators are looking into whether the 67-year-old had company giving happy endings, since New Jersey 101.5 is reporting the state laid out a report last year on how women have been shuttled constantly from Flushing, Queens to massage parlors around the state. Maybe next time I'll think before he sees you. An 18-year-old woman in Florida. The Sunshine State makes almost every Real Pod, but this 18-year-old in Deltona in the Daytona Beach metro area was arrested by cops early Wednesday along with a 16-year-old friend after police got a 911 call about a young woman vandalizing a car outside a home. Now, Volusia County Sheriff's deputies were more than happy to make public the arresting officer's body cam video footage, which shows the deputy finding a couple of open Four Loko cans in her car, along with a baggie of weed on the 16-year-old, who deputies say also had yellow spray paint all over her sweatpants. And this was the scene because the 18-year-old told them her ex-boyfriend owed her about $700. And so deputies are pretty sure she tried to get revenge by spray painting smiley faces, the word devil, and other phrases all over her ex's car, likely with the help of her buddy, who cops say was covered in spray paint.
You really need to try harder to try to be sneaky, because you are god awful. You guys spray painted the wrong damn car. Are
you serious? Yeah, it's that neighbor's car.
Yeah, it would help to know your ex-boyfriend's car from the neighbor's if looking for revenge. Spray painted the neighbor's car and threw eggs all over it. The 18-year-old and her 16-year-old buddy, who is apparently a day one ride or die friend, by the way, both arrested, booked, and released later Wednesday. Oh, little nasty world tonight. Don't you wanna come with me? Do you think I'm a nasty girl? Now, in Keene, New Hampshire, there are a lot of people who were contacted by the Monatnock Co-op grocery store where they shop because some of the bulk items they got, like walnuts, quinoa, coconut shreds, cornmeal, and polenta, were contaminated, and those shoppers bought those at-risk items. And now all these people were probably grossed out, thinking back, wondering if that quinoa dish they made tasted funny. All because a 23-year-old woman is the latest example of how far people are going to chase clout on social media. What kind of kink is this? Police say this young woman was pleasing her OnlyFans followers online by going into the co-op grocery store and video recording herself peeing on the bulk items. And cops say the videos dated back to 2021 from inside that Monatnock co-op and a few other stores in and around Keene, New Hampshire. 23-year-old Kelly Tedford arrested the Friday before last and charged with criminal mischief, while the stores issue recalls for all the items she's accused of marinating in urine. And in West Hartford, Connecticut, somebody out last Wednesday night likely did a double take and stopped in their tracks because an iguana just waddled out in the neighborhood. And even though it got up into the mid-50s last Wednesday in the tri-state region, now iguanas are native to warmer tropical regions in Central and South America, not Connecticut. So cops and animal control officers in West Hartford thought someone either let their pet go or the iguana broke loose, started singing the Ohio Players and left captivity. I want to be free, which the reptile did not get to taste for long because whoever saw the iguana called the cops. Now imagine reporting that while trying to convince the operator you're sober and not trying to punk them. Yeah, West Hartford cops and animal control officers came, scooped up the iguana, found the owner, and returned the pet. Back after this break, but first, check out DJ Greg H's podcast. His hip-hop and R&B mixes are great, but I love those reggae, soca, Caribbean mixes.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
Yes, Liquid Braino, the easy way to shake the sludge when you're suffering from brain drain. Other mind washes may be harsh and damage delicate tissues, but Liquid Braino is safe, gentle, and effective. Just one application of Liquid Braino, and before you know it, your cerebral sewage problem will be in one ear and out the other.
Let's see, the quadratic formula. X equals negative B plus or minus the square root of B squared minus 4AC over 2A. Hey, I can think again!
When your gray matter has too much gray and not enough that matters, you need Liquid Braino. Available in regular and Limbaugh.
And now, for the world around us.
And let's start in China's southwestern province of Guizhou, because it is there where foodies have been flocking to the Erlong Funeral Home for a bowl of noodles. Now, the funeral home has a kitchen to fix repast meals for mourners, not exotic eaters who want to brag that they ate a great bowl of noodles where others were crying over losing a loved one. Well, the BBC News is reporting this has been a local best-kept secret for a while, but somebody earlier this month posted about the tasty dish on social media app Red Note, and now workers say people have waited up to 2 hours in line. So BBC reporters say the funeral home decided to let them eat noodles and are now giving away 50 free bowls a day to the public as long as they stay away from the people there to honor a loved one. Now in Vancouver, Canada, a 29-year-old is accused of being an angry drunk, hard-headed, and not a very good friend after cops say the man started a fight at a wedding reception because someone took his keys to keep him from driving drunk. Yeah, CTV News is reporting early last Sunday morning, cops went downtown to Port Moody downtown there and arrested him for disorderly conduct and then drove him home to neighboring Vancouver. Now, police told CTV they expected the guy to sleep it off, but nope. Say he must have immediately ordered an Uber ride back to the wedding because 2 hours after they were first called about the man fighting over his keys at the reception, they say police stopped him for speeding. Right in front of Port Moody's police headquarters, no less. In the car, they say he went back and picked up anyway. And ended up charged with the very DUI that people at the reception tried to keep him from getting. Now, those of us who worked at a responsibly run restaurant or fast food spot may know someone is usually assigned to check on the restrooms every 30 minutes or so to keep them clean. Well, a worker with that assignment at a Brazilian restaurant in Altrincham, Manchester, England, got a bit of a surprise a Thursday before last when they found one of their sinks gone. And they did not call any plumbers for any work. So Manchester Evening News is reporting this missing sink immediately became a head-scratching mystery until the restaurant manager looked at video surveillance footage and saw a woman came in, went straight to the bathroom carrying a black bag, and then walked out about 10 minutes later with that bag looking much bigger and heavier. Nobody saw her at the time, only surveillance cameras, the footage from which cops are now using to find this sink-stealing lady. For the record, the Evening News had pictures of the sink in their story. It was a fancy-schmancy-looking bowl sink worth about 150 pounds, so the thief had taste.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dog.
Now, if any Qs are listening, settle down. College frat inside humor there. And we'll stay in the United Kingdom because in Wales, wildlife workers are trying to track down a raccoon dog. Now, that is what they're called. And never in my life did I think I would ever do an internet search for can a raccoon and dog mate? The answer is no, by the way. They cannot. But raccoon dogs are real. They are just more closely related to foxes in the gene pool. Yet they do look like raccoon dogs, by the way. So search for a picture. You'll see. And one was seen scampering around a town in Wales back in late January. So officials have been trying to catch the East Asia native ever since. Now, officials say these dogs are known to travel long journeys and they are invasive to Europe. So the fear has been these raccoon dogs would kill off wildlife. New rules went into effect in 2019, banning them from being bred and sold in Britain. And that is why they're on the hunt in Wales for raccoon dogs.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
Tired of grocery store sticker shock when you see the price of eggs? Come to J-Dub's Rooftop Market for premium eggs, straight from J-Dub's pigeon coop. $5 a dozen for eggs laid minutes before, fresh out the mother pigeon. It can't get more organic than that. So swing by J-Dub's Rooftop Market at the corner of Clinton Avenue and South 17th in Newark. Drop by.
Remember when we all knew that milk does the body good and we passed it on? Or how the only question on our mind at some point in the day was, got milk? We were strong, healthy, and full of vigor. But now, ooh, bubble guts. We have clumpy soy milk, almond milk, oat milk, and coconut milk. And they all come from fine plants and trees, but not one of them comes from nature as nature intended. So trust nature, the way nature wanted us to, and drink milk. From cows, not mom. That would be gross. Cow's milk. It still does the body good.
Paid for by a made-up dairy committee.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 4th. Raymond's wife and Everybody Loves Raymond, actor Patricia Heaton, is 67.
Shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
Bubba and Forrest Gump, actor McKelty Williamson, is 68. The mom in Schitt's Creek at Home Alone, actor in Catherine O'Hara, 71. And Gloria's boo, musician Emilio Estefan, the Miami Sound Machine. He's 72. And on Wednesday, supermodel Nikki Taylor is turning 50. Actor and model Eva Mendez, 51. Magician Penn Jillette, the talking half of Penn and Teller with the ponytail. Yeah, he's turning 70. Actor and comedian Marsha Warfield will be 71.
Oh, we gonna rock on to Electric Avenue.
Singer Eddie Grant will be 77. And Raiders All-Pro defensive back turned Marshall Lardis and actor Fred the Hammer Williamson will be 87. Then on Thursday the 6th.
Can I get an amen?
Rapper and producer Tyler the Creator. My daughter has me listening to him. This Chromacopia album is nice. Judge Judy. And I love this cut, Balloon, for the Two Life Crew sample. Tyler will be 34. Rapper Bubba Sparks will be 48.
Yes, come on, don't test that kid. I fire bomb things like left I did.
Growing up the rock. Rapper Beanie Siegel is about to be 51. Actor, comedian, and radio show host. My brother's actually his producer. D.L. Hughley will be 62. Actor and comedian Tom Arnold, 66. Sports reporter Armin Katayan, 72. TV news host, commentator, and author John Stossel, 78.
I've been putting up with the same bull ever since the first time I met him.
Oh, don't remind me of that. Meathead,
actor and director Rob Reiner, also 78, as will be the mom in Friday, actor Anna Marie Horsford, 78. Pauline Matthews, commonly known as singer Kiki D, also turning 78 Thursday, and actor, lead dancer, and Kennedy Center honoree with Lester Horton and Alvin Ailey Theaters, Carmen de Lavallade will be 94, the essence of grace. And that's it for another graceless Real Pod newscast. As always, thanks so much for listening. Hope y'all are enjoying it like I am. If so, please help spread the word if haven't already. Have a great rest of the week. Back at it on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod newscast with Levon Putney from Show Enough Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Showed up.